wanted to spend some more time with Bruce Filk, who is with Michigan Rising, or going to be a part of the Michigan Rising a rally. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Bruce, are you still with us?
I'm here.
All right, Bruce. On this program, what our aim is to present the perspective of the opposing point of view. We don't have a stake in the current governor or in the past governor or in being conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican. That's where we came from. And in our earlier conversation, I brought up Jennifer Granholm and her record and what she has done, and you didn't agree with me, and you obviously I appreciate that point of view, but what I would like to ask you again is, when we talk about recalling the current governor, when we go back just for a moment here and look at the 8 years under Jennifer Granholm, she couldn't unite the House, the Senate, and she even was estranged from her lieutenant governor. She couldn't bring an increased foreign investment, especially from China. Detroit went in the toilet. Schools across the state went into financial chaos. Test scores decreased from around the state. And I could go on and on and on. And from a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, this was written by one of their writers, and I'll give his name in just a little bit. But he said her idea of trying to bring the state back was by throwing federal money and state money into progressive industries such as advanced battery technology, and that didn't help bring back many of the 630,000 jobs. So my question to you is, how different is Jennifer Granholm from Rick Snyder?
Well, I appreciate your highlighting those things that you think are part of Jennifer Granholm, but I'm here to talk about Rick Snyder and the harm that he's doing to the economy in Michigan and also other ways.
But we have to contrast this, because here's a governor who was able to balance the budget in record time. Do you have a problem?
Back. He's doing it on the back of seniors. He's doing it on the back of, poor people. You know, he's doing it on the back of our educational system is being destroyed by the cuts to our K-12 education system. His child, Tony, goes to a private school. Do you know how much they pay to send their child to school? $17,000 a year. Where do you think they've taken? They've taken $1.3 billion out of our education system. Where do you think businesses want to bring their business? They want to bring it where they're going to have skilled workers. This is there's a complete myth that businesses want to come where the tax rates are low. That is a complete myth. It's a lie. Businesses want to settle where they have skilled workers. Google needs skilled workers that are highly educated. We are destroying our public education system in Michigan.
Now, where you are correct is there are more than 70,000 skilled jobs that are available, but we don't have the people to work those jobs.
Why is it? Because we're destroying our public education
and
system.
And this has all happened because of Rick Snyder.
And not just Rick Snyder, he's the guy signing the bill at the end of the day, but the Republican legislature is obviously helping him with some assistance from ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council.
I'm trying to get my handle on this. The guy has been in office for a couple of years, and you're ready to recall him. I'm wondering, has he had enough time from your perspective? Maybe he needs more time to see this through, because the budget is balanced. Business is on stable footing. Now his next aim is to do something with jobs and with education. You don't think he needs any more time to do that?
I think he's had plenty enough time. He's done plenty enough damage to the state of Michigan in the almost 2 years that he's been in office. The Republican legislature and Rick Snyder has not signed one piece of legislation that has brought one job to the state of Michigan. They are focused on social issues. They are focused on destroying public education. They are focused on basically destroying pretty much every aspect. They gutted the film industry. That was a growing, burgeoning industry that we had in the state of Michigan. It was sprouting jobs. The Raleigh Studios is closed. We had a movie studio where I live in Rochester Hills, closed. There were thousands of people that were getting good-paying jobs in that industry, and Rick Snyder and the Republican legislature has completely destroyed that industry. And they're trying to make an effort to bring it back, but it's completely decimated. I don't believe those jobs
are
going to come back.
All right, let's take away the programs that Rick Snyder has implemented. Let's take those away. It's obvious that we weren't going to be able to pay for the retirement programs that we had. It's quite obvious that education was going in the toilet. Let's make Bruce the governor. What would you have done different?
Well, I would have kept the film industry. I think we do need to have. I believe that we do need to have a progressive income tax in Michigan. You know, we're just saying if we cut taxes, we're going to have more growth. That is provably wrong, and yet the Republicans and people like Rick Snyder, people like Scott Walker in Wisconsin, they continue to push this agenda of cutting taxes for the wealthiest people, putting more of the burden, especially in Michigan, we put it on the people least able to pay. And they expect the economy to grow. That is just not, in my opinion, the proper prescription. And there's proof that we can, if we do other things. In fact, during the Clinton years, tax rates were higher. The country was more prosperous.
So everybody should pay more in taxes from your perspective.
Well, I think there needs to be a higher tax burden, in my opinion. I'm not a professional politician. I'm just giving you my opinion as a layperson here in Rochester Hills. But I think we do need to put more of the tax burden on the wealthiest Americans, and we need to tax. This is at the national level, of course, but we need to tax people that are earning their income through dividends and other means other than producing labor.
Their own labor. So is what you're saying taxing the rich will pull us out of this financial turmoil, or does everyone need to increase the burden that they pay with the rich paying a little bit more?
I think we need to put most of the burden on people that can afford to pay it the most. I mean, the people that are earning, whether it's $250,000 a year, $1 million a year, wherever you put it, you can show that there's more revenue coming in, and it doesn't hurt those people. I mean, how many cars? Mitt Romney has how many cars? How many houses? How many more cars? How many more houses? Where, like Ted Kennedy said, where does the greed stop?
Well, then again, here's a guy, you know, when you start talking about taxing the rich more and talking about what they have, there are a lot of people who are of wealth. I know some people who started from nothing, and they have a lot now. And just because they have a lot, those guys shouldn't be dogs, should they?
Well, they made it. They didn't get rich. They didn't get. Well, I have nothing against people being wealthy and doing well and businesses growing and they become wealthy. But they need to pay their fair share. I mean, there's people out there, wealthy people out there, saying, "Please tax me." The country is not. We can't cut our way to prosperity. It just has not proven to be an effective way of growing the economy. All but right. we're getting off track.
All right. Well, we've been talking about the rally, and it's been a fruitful debate, I think, because no one wants to go back and look at the past. This current governor is being dogged by the middle and lower class. And the past governor was being supported by those same people. But most people, and you don't have to agree with this, but most people, most educated people, would say she didn't do enough to help the state into where it was. And I haven't talked to anyone yet who would say we're where we are now because of the past policies of Jennifer Granholm. But we'll agree to disagree. Before I let you go, tell us about the rally so folks who are interested can get out there.
Okay, sure. It's going to start around 1:45. We're going to be live streaming it. If people can't make it out, they can go to MichiganRising.org. We'll have a live stream of the entire rally there. And we hope they'll come out come to Lansing. It's going to be on the Capitol steps on the lawn. And we hope we'll have thousands of people out there supporting our cause to recall Governor Snyder.
All right, Bruce. I'm getting your press releases. We're going to stay in touch. We appreciate your perspective. Thanks so much, sir.
Okay, thanks.